From Spark and Anvil and ChronoQuest, this is The Counter Voice in Chapter 1 of the ChronoQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Counter Voice isn't a single real historian. She's more like a legend, the spirit of a certain question appearing wherever people study the past. She wears a plain, soft gray cloak over a warm cream tunic, and she always looks like she's thinking hard, not grumpily, but curiously. She carries a stack of motive cards, a mirror that shows an event from many angles, and a checklist of important questions. Who gets something good from this version of the story? She likes to ask. That's how historians think, not how cynics think. That's her craft. Critical analysis, a lens for reading history. Because every story about the past was written by someone, for someone, with some parts left out, and some reason for telling it that way. Most people think history is just a list of facts, she says, like a grocery list with dates. But every fact was chosen by a person with a viewpoint.
The Counter Voice came to be the way all good questions do, by being asked. Again and again across the centuries. She likes to say she has no single birthday, because she is really the echo of a question that thoughtful people have always asked. Somewhere, she says, a child once heard a grand story about a great victory and felt a small, uneasy tug. But what about the people on the other side? What aren't they telling me? And instead of pushing that feeling down, the child asked it out loud. That question got asked by a curious student in one century, a careful listener in the next, an honest historian in the one after that. And each time it was asked, the counter voice grew a little more real. That uneasy tug isn't rudeness, she says warmly. It's the beginning of honesty. Every time someone dares to ask, who does this story help and what got left out? That's me waking up again. She is, in the end, simply the courage to keep asking the fair question.
When she appeared in ChronoQuest, Era, the wise mentor, asked her, "What is critical analysis?" The counter voice replied simply, "Who gets something good from this version of the story? It's how historians work, not how cynics think. It's a skill." Era nodded. "You are appointed." In her workshop, the counter voice holds up her many-angled mirror, shimmering soft gray. Watch. First, it shows a fight in India long ago that British rulers called the Sepoy Mutiny, brave soldiers putting down a messy rebellion. Then the mirror shifts. The same fight, now called the First War of Independence, told by Indians fighting for their homes and freedom, heroes. Not rebels. Then a third view, modern historians who describe the fighting and the long years the British spent taking India's resources, the reasons behind the fight. One event, three names, three true to their viewpoint stories. Which is the truth? She asks, and lets it hang. An honest historian knows each is true to its viewpoint. Critical analysis means understanding the viewpoint. Not crowning one story the only winner. Then she teaches the questions to carry into every book. Who wrote this? Rich or poor? Schooled or not? When? Believing what? Who was it for? And what did those readers already believe? What was its goal? To convince? Celebrate? Sell? Just say facts? What got left out? Whose voices are missing? What did the writer never ask? Who benefits from this version? Who gains power, money, or pride? And she teaches the mirror move. Look at one event from 3 to 5 angles. She's careful about two traps. The winners write history saying is only half true. Many stories get written, but the ones that last often come from people with reading and money and power. We can still find the others in old family tales, things dug from the ground, forgotten records. And, most important, critical analysis is not cynicism. A cynic says nothing is true. everyone lies and gives up. A critical thinker says, every story has a viewpoint. I want to understand whose and why. One is a tool, the other is an exit. Careful methods make history stronger, not weaker. And you aim the questions at every side, even the heroes you love.
Doesn't questioning everything get exhausting or sad? A student asked her once. That's cynicism you're picturing, the counter voice said gently. And I'm not that. I'm the tool, not the giving up. She smiled, and the room felt lighter, because asking those questions wasn't cold or grumpy work at all. It left her feeling awake, curious, her shoulders loose, glad to be looking at the world with clear, honest eyes, not suspicious of everyone, just quietly, warmly proud to be paying real attention. And that, the awake, clear-eyed, glad to be honest feeling, curiosity instead of suspicion, was exactly what she most hoped to leave with anyone brave enough to ask the fair question to.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the counter voice. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.